Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell. Alex is not here, so who am I with today?
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you doing, Sebastian?
Doing good. No more random words for this episode.
Oh, yeah, because, Alex pops in and says, whatever he pleases. It's been a real busy day, so I actually don't have an order of what we're going to do today. I do want to start in college football.
You're right.
Unfortunately, not starting in college football for talking about how the season's coming up soon, mm-hmm. which we will get into down the road, but Maryland.
Right.
University of Maryland. We are in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes out from College Park. That is where I went in the year 2006 to watch my high school, the Long Reach Lightning, win a state championship.
Okay.
At it was the Comcast Center back then.
Yeah, their basketball team.
So it is somewhere where I have been a few times. I've gone to games. One partially because they're cheap, because they're terrible. but that's not what we're here to talk about. So we're here to talk about, and it's amazing to me. We talking off air, and I didn't bring up this point. It's amazing to me that how the kid dying at Maryland, McNair, I remember hearing about it, but it wasn't like a big to-do.
Right.
It wasn't like, I don't know if you remember back in like the early 2000s and there was Stacker 2 and like all the stuff with Ephedra in it that was killing like baseball and football players.
Nah.
So there was part of the reason why football training camps are as, in air quotes, soft as they are now, is because there was this stuff, Stacker 2 was what it was called. It was just something you could buy at a gas station, kind of like a 5-hour energy, except it was, but it had this stuff called ephedra in it, right? And it turned out that ephedra, a lot of athletes were taking the Stacker 2s or anything with ephedra in it, and they would push themselves to the limit, and then they get heat exhaustion and die. So ephedra ended up getting banned, right? And that's why training camps and stuff have kind of changed. But that stuff was big news when it was happening. Even if a third string no-name guy passed away, they'd be like, it would lead off. And I just remember Maryland, the kid passed away. I remember that. I remember hearing about it. But then it was just, what's the next story,
Right.
I think DJ Durkin's done.
I would agree.
I don't think there's any way he saves his job. And to me, the most damning evidence of everything is this kid apparently had 106 degree body temperature.
Right.
Started seizing. And there was not an emergency call made for, I think it was like 20 minutes. I think it was something ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it was a long time. And then they finally got him help, and he died a few days later. Maybe because he didn't die on the field, that's why it wasn't as big of a story. I don't know. University of Maryland came out yesterday, press conference. DJ Durkin's on paid administrative leave. They fired
their strength coach.
Their strength coach, who is the guy that is kind of centered around this story.
Right.
ESPN released an article. I think it was like it was around our show last week, if I remember.
About the Maryland thing?
Yeah.
I think it was a little later. I think that might
it
have
was,
been
but it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been. I mean, it was after we recorded, but it was either Wednesday or Thursday.
You think? I thought it was. Okay.
The only reason why I say that is I went on vacation.
Yeah.
And I barely had my phone in my possession while I was on vacation.
Right.
Now, I did look at it every day, but I just feel like I remember seeing that article either very early on my vacation or before I left.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. The first thing I said to you as a joke was like, do we need to shut the Big Ten down? Like, does the Big Ten just have to not be able to do sports? Because
I'm sure you would be fine with that.
Here's the deal. I'm not naive enough to think that there's not problems. I mean, Art Briles was with Baylor. That's a Big 12 thing. You know what I'm saying? So there are tons of schools doing the wrong thing, right? But within the past 10 years, the majority of scandals, I feel like, have come from
They've definitely come from the Big Ten.
Big Ten. You have Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, Maryland.
Rutgers.
Rutgers. Oh, my God. Yeah, if we're going 10 years, Rutgers had their big issue. But they were Big East back then, if I remember. So,
maybe, yeah.
So we'll let Rutgers slide. Well, Rutgers can't slide, but we'll let – they were Big East back then, now that I think about it, because West Virginia hasn't been in the Big 12 for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. – and Rutgers and them exited together. Okay. Actually, Rutgers exited, I think, a year later. I don't know, man.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I remember we left and joined the Big 12 with TCU.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know Rutgers and Maryland moved to the Big 10.
Right.
So that might have been a year or two later.
Okay.
But still, that's – so that was Big East time. So we won't hold that against you. But
– against me.
Well, against the Big 10. I know you're a Big 10 sympathizer and – you know, it is what I understand.
That's
I understand.
Right.
There was one point when I was in
Alex and I stand proud,
and that's fine. I don't see DJ Durkin saving his career. I can see him saving his career. He's not going to save his job at Maryland.
I don't know if he'll be a head coach again, but he might be a coordinator. He won't be a head coach like. Say right away.
I agree. I think he's going to have to go back into a position. He's going to have to – you remember when Greg Williams got caught with Bountygate and he changed his whole appearance and everything like that?
I love Greg Williams.
I like Greg Williams too. I was really upset because if you remember when Bountygate went down, he was a coach on the Titans.
Mm.
And we got rid of him because of it. And I was just like, come on, man. You know, like
– I love Greg Williams as my coordinator. We have the best coordinators, Greg Williams and Todd Haley. Those are the two best coordinators. Just scream their lungs out. It's great.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I like there's got to be a better coordinator. I think Todd Haley is probably the best offensive coordinator. I would give you that. I think Wisenhunt before he became a head coach was a pretty good offensive coordinator.
Before he came back. I know where you're going there.
I mean, you know, I'm just being honest. Like, I mean, and then I think...
Wisenhunt or Malarkey, who would you rather have?
Well, I mean, Malarkey had the better roster.
You going to say Malarkey?
No.
You're going to say Wisenhunt.
I'm going to say Wisenhunt.
Ooh.
For this... bro, you got to look at who Wisenhunt had, okay? He had Jake Locker, okay? Like, I think you give Wisenhunt Mariota, and they would be a lot better than Malarkey with Mariota.
All right, we'll see. I wish we could see that.
Anyways, so and we'll move on to the NFL shortly, but back to college. I am very intrigued to see how this plays out. In my opinion, I know that they have to do an investigation. I know it's all this, we're going to have this former prosecutor and this, then the other. But in my opinion, once the news comes out, once you can, once it's a proven fact, which I believe it is at this point, that homeboy had a seizure.
Right, Maryland,
and they didn't
the
make that phone
the
call.
The university took responsibility.
Yeah,
of the
like
player's
if
death,
if they're
so,
why
yeah.
why continue paying him? You know why it is, and this we talked about this last week with Urban Meyer, is they want to get something on paper so they can fire him with cause, so he does not have a right to get any of the money
right.
that they owe him. But man, that sucks. You know, like come on, man. You know, I just.
We'll see if it happens.
We just live in such a messed up world. Dude.
I know.
Like it is just, and like this is just
Definitely.
Sports. You know, I can talk about several other things outside of sports that's messed up, but just sports alone, you have this an ultimate messed up situation where I heard some guy on the radio this morning when I was driving in, and it like literally had me want to like hit the car next to me. This guy was talking about, someone compared it to someone called in earlier and before I was in the car and like compared it to dog fighting or something like that, right? And the guy was like, this guy called in, he was like, dogs don't have a choice. This kid could have quit football whenever he wanted. Like, first off.
Also, let me say something. One of the things also in this whole thing is their culture was like toxic and it was like a bullying, like you're doing this or we're gonna taunt you forever culture.
Yeah.
So he could quit football, but at the time, A, he loses his scholarship most likely. Yeah.
So he probably doesn't go to college.
Right. B, his former teammates when they see him or his coaches, he's just made like a punching pinata in a way where they just every joke gets made just, off of it, him. That's a bad comment.
Yeah. Something needs to change. And this is what upsets me about this is that the NCAA, which is a joke. I mean, let's be flat out honest. Oh, yeah. The NCAA had an opportunity to really, like, if they would have handled the Penn State situation like they should have handled the Penn State situation, we might not necessarily be sitting in the situations where you have these massive offenses. I mean, if Michigan State would have realized, oh my God, like, they really crushed Penn State football, maybe they would have been like, well, I know this is gymnastics, but it could cross over. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. It's just, it's crazy to me, man. It's unbelievable. The whole, like, the $50 million fine, which is just stupid. Like, they only make $50 million a year. Shut up. You really think Penn State was only making $50 million?
Well, I'll say this. I don't know Penn State. I know Ohio State makes close to $1 billion based off of football.
Football alone. You're selling tickets. You're selling merchandise. You're selling concessions. Your TV. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Most of their money comes from TV.
Penn State was on ESPN every week.
Ohio State has like $750 million per year just based off TV rights.
Yeah. So we're going to sit there and say Penn State only made $50 million. So we're gonna find them $50 million and then we're gonna give them a bowl ban.
That's chump change,
dude. And then they give them the bowl ban, and then they took the bowl ban away like a year or two later. So to me,
the bowl bans are the worst punishments. Those to me are the worst because your season's over.
No, the worst punishments are, and this is what you do, is, and to me,
you're not competing for championships if you do a bowl ban.
You hit them with. It doesn't have to be like a long-term death penalty, but they should have been hit with the death penalty. They should have been, all players that were on those teams should have been given the opportunity to transfer to other schools without having to sit out a year, all that nonsense, which they did once they had the bowl ban happen. But they should have completely nixed that football team for at least 5 years. Because let me tell you something. Has the fan culture changed at Penn State since this went down? I mean, these people threw rallies. Even to this day, they still protest to get Paterno's statue to be put back up, even with all the information that has come out post his death.
You're right.
They clearly didn't learn their lesson. They took the Patriot fan approach, which is everybody hates us. Well, no, we hate y'all because y'all look the other way for sickos. Like, yeah, we do. And to me, when people first started calling for the death penalty, I was like, oh, that's a little intense. And then I read the indictment papers.
And you changed your mind.
Absolutely, bro. Like, this goes into the bare minimum again, right? And no, trust me, Urban Meyer is mother freaking Teresa compared to what Joe Paterno did, right? you got this knowledge. And you went and took it to your superiors, which is a BS excuse as it was. But then when your superiors did nothing about it, you sat there and watched this man bring children to practices and sidelines of football games for 20 years, right. Not caring. Not caring whatsoever. To me, the punishment that I hated is that they took all his wins away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let me tell you something. Did Reggie Bush win a Heisman?
Yes.
Technically, he didn't. They took it away.
Well, we all recognize him as a Heisman correct. Winner.
What about O.J. Simpson?
I actually... Yeah, he won a Heisman.
Yeah. Did Joe Paterno win the most damn games? Yes. Like, come on, man. Like, that's did the Louisville, dumbest thing
did
ever.
Did Louisville win the championship?
Exactly. Everyone, exactly.
Michigan did not win that championship.
Exactly.
So.
So, like, that's a dumb punishment to me. You go, hey, guess what? Y'all can't handle having a sports franchise because you look the other way for some horrible stuff happening. Right. Death penalty. I don't think Maryland deserves a death penalty. I don't think Ohio State deserves a death penalty. I think Michigan State probably deserves a death penalty in a lot of sports. Like, they really just look the other way and don't care. And to me... It's just unfathomable, man. It's just.
And the worst part is, other than Penn State, the coverage. Yeah. And this is what you were talking about. Like, I'd say Penn State got the most coverage because I remember. Like,
dude, that was huge.
You couldn't watch anything. Dude. You couldn't put on news,
dude.
Without
the man started a foundation for kids without father figures, so he could find his victims. Like, I mean, I think Larry Nassar was absolutely disgusting and intense. And I feel like if Larry Nassar would have done it in women's basketball versus gymnastics, it would have been a little different. I think it would have got a little bit more coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But it was women's gymnastics. I think the Izzo and D'Antonio stuff got more coverage necessarily than Larry Nassar,
right,
which is messed up.
Which
is absolutely messed up.
Urban Meyer's getting, you can make the argument Ohio State's getting more coverage than Michigan State.
I would agree.
And Baylor.
Yeah.
Which is shameful.
Baylor's the Baylor situation is crazy,
right,
as well.
But
that is terrible stuff.
Right, like, but that's what I'm saying. Because everyone wants to see Ohio State suffer so much because they're the big school. I mean, compared to, like, Maryland.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think any school that puts winning whatever sporting event there is over the safety and well-being of people deserve very stiff penalties. Because mm-hmm. it's apparent to me that the culture... We're not talking about, like... All right, so when I was at West Virginia, do you ever remember this? It was a running back named Noel Devine.
Yeah.
Noel Devine, one night in a bar.
Right.
Absolutely destroyed this dude. Like, beat the holy hell out of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the newspaper the next day. The kid who got beat up went onto Facebook and did this whole big post about how, like, I'm going to ruin his career, this and the other. Now, then there was a forum where West Virginia fans came and they printed this dude's name, and they were like, if he gets Noel Devine in trouble, we're gonna show up, right? Next thing you know, it disappears from the papers. It's like, right. It never happened. I'm pretty sure West Virginia University said, hey, kind sir, would you like to go to college for free the rest of your time here? You can get whatever major you want from us for free. Books, whatever. Process. That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different, in my opinion, than some of the more intense things.
Right.
If someone gets their tail whooped, it's a perfect example. I don't know if you remember when Ted Leonsis bought the Capitals. And they still sucked. He came in and was like, I'm going to turn it around. And they sucked in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This fan had this sign because he used to be, Ted Leonsis, at least, I don't know if he still is, used to be a member of Verizon. And Verizon's stock was tanking,
mm-hmm.
right? clearly that's not the case. Look at Verizon now. But this fan was like, Verizon stock down, Capital stock down, something, right? And Ted Leonsis beat him up. Like, beat him up. That guy had a chance to get, like, season tickets for life, right, all this stuff. He ended up just accepting an apology, which at that time I thought was stupid, right? I still think it's stupid. You're going to give me something. But people can choose that. That kid, that guy actually had that choice to go, okay, well, I got my tail kicked. But I guarantee you that guy somewhere right now being like, thank God for Noel Devine. Because I was struggling to pay. I don't have any student debt. You know, it's like, it's much more different than the Sandusky situation,
right,
or the Nassar situation, or this
Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Rutgers situation. Homie was pegging kids with basketballs.
Right.
Like, which, you know, I don't think it'd be really hard. You'd have to do something crazy to kill somebody by pegging them with the basketball. It's possible.
Right.
But, like, you go into these kids' houses and you tell their parents, I got them. I'm going to watch after them. They don't have to worry. And then a kid dies. And then it's, like, according to the article, it was like they took a couple days off and, like, gave kids more water breaks, and then they went right back to what they were doing. So it's like you don't learn.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people at Maryland were like, hey, we've had a couple not great seasons, but better seasons than we've been having since we joined the Big Ten, and Durkin's doing it, you know, and he's a great recruiter, and, you know, so it's disgusting. It really is. And I'm willing to bet that DJ Durkin's job will be, he will lose his job before Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, I don't think, will lose his job.
You know what? The crazy thing is,
I don't think he will. And if the thing we discussed is true, like what I said the 2 weeks ago or whatever,
yeah,
if it's true that he did what he technically was supposed to do, you can't fire him for that. You just, it's not.
Well, you can't fire him with cause, but they're an at-will state.
Right.
And I think personally, to send out the proper message, he should be fired. But we don't live in a society where people operate under the proper message. They operate under, can he win us football games? And look, it's fine. Like, you can believe whatever you want. But in my opinion, first off, this Maryland situation was one of the best things that's ever happened to Urban Meyer.
Well,
because it put his story on the back burner for a second.
For a second. I'll say this. When the Maryland story first came out, I saw more coverage on Ohio State. I was watching SportsCenter, actually.
Yeah.
And they had two different segments on Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they just had a little, like, 30-second blip on Maryland.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing the fact that a kid dies and that doesn't get close to
much
coverage as it deserves, especially compared to Ohio State, which has been completely overblown.
Out of those two schools and two teams,
and we discussed
who has the best national championship aspirations out of those two teams.
Well, obviously Ohio State.
Okay. Who gets better ratings?
Ohio State.
Who brings in more money?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So, look.
Who brings more attention to
who brings more ratings?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Ohio State outdoes Maryland in everything.
There's a reason why ESPN still reports on Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many minor league baseball players are we talking about when it's not trade deadline time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when it's opening day in April, right? And they're like, well, Tim Tebow hit a home run in the, Texas Southern El Paso League, you know, or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just, that's, unfortunately, that's what happens.
He's placed for a double-A Binghamton.
Yeah, we live in a world where everything is now in technology and everything's generated on ratings and getting eyes to our TV.
Yep.
And Maryland's not doing that. Maryland's not doing that enough for them to properly report it in Maryland. Like, yeah. I listen to Baltimore Sports Talk Radio all the time, and they cover, they have Terps games on the radio station, this and the other. And I didn't hear them necessarily talk about it until this article came out. And then it's like, that's all they've been talking about now. So it's like, if they can't even do that, what makes you expect, you know, they've been talking about the Ohio State thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't talk about the Maryland thing until the article came out. And it's because no one cares. And that's the other thing. I tell people all the time, one reason why no one cares about Maryland, right, is we're rather lucky as sports fans, right, to live where we live. Because if you really want to think about it, there isn't an abundant amount of teams that we could travel and see within 2 hours.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baltimore, D.C., Philly.
Baltimore, D.C., Philly. A lot of minor league baseball teams we could go see.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
okay. Yep.
People have a certain amount of money that they want to spend on their entertainment dollar. So they'll go see winners, right? So if the Wizards are having a good season, I'll go see the Wizards over the Caps. If the Caps are having a good season, I'll go see the Caps over the Wizards, right? Maryland has to compete with the Wizards, the Caps. Screw that. Let's just do basketball. Let's do basketball and football, right? The Terps have to compete with the Wizards, the Redskins, the Ravens, Villanova basketball, like the Sixers, up and coming team. Yeah, but you know, it's like there's like 10 teams,
right?
And that's just the sports there, right? If we're going more than that, it gets crazy. Orioles, Nationals.
Capitals are gonna get a whole bunch of coverage. Stanley Cup chance.
Yeah, Orioles, Nationals, Phillies. And if you look at it, Philly's an up and coming city right now in the sports world.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be where the Sixers, haha. Allen Iverson's not around anymore. You know, and the same thing with the Phillies. It was like they went and made those moves for all those pitchers. It didn't work out. They went to the crapper for some years. But now, there's a lot of stuff. Why would I drive and have to pay similar money to go watch the Maryland Terrapins struggle against Towson? Right? Yeah. When I could go
probably
watch the Ravens for similar dollars struggle against the Browns or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just, it's different, you know? I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. Moving on to NFL.
Fun stuff.
What are your thoughts on, after watching Cleveland play and watching Baker and Tyrod? Cause I heard both of them were pretty good.
Well, people are over exaggerating over Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield only completed just above 50% of his passes.
Okay.
Barely. 11 for 20.
Okay.
Tyrod looked great.
That's what I heard.
Tyrod was unbelievable. Every throw he made was...
Tyrod is great. He's a legend.
I love that guy.
I love Tyrod. I've always liked Tyrod. Now, my original love for Tyrod came from the fact that, like, I'm not a Ravens fan, and hearing Ravens fan be like, we should put Tyrod in instead of Flacco. I just love that. I used to always egg that on. But then when he went to Buffalo and then he got the Toyota commercial, I was like, okay, Tyrod,
yeah.
I see you. You know, I'm all for Tyrod.
he's good. He's really good. I think he'll be the starter throughout the year, as he should be.
And that's good. That's the best thing. Honestly, that's the best thing that could happen for Cleveland.
And him and Jarvis Landry are going to be a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
And imagine if Josh Gordon can just.
And maybe Dez.
Beyond.
I wouldn't bring Dez in if I was Cleveland.
I don't want Dez.
I think Dez is only being brought. I think Cleveland and Dez Bryant are only doing this to just appease the media. I don't think they really have interest in each other.
It's going
to
be a Hard Knocks thrill.
Yeah.
You don't think the Hard Knocks cameras are going to be all over that media?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, to me, I think they're doing it for the media because I don't think Dez wants to be in Cleveland. And I don't think Cleveland looks like that they're building at least somewhat of, they're trying to build a somewhat decent team. I don't think that they're going to necessarily push for a playoff position this year, but I think they're going to make a big jump.
They have to make a big jump.
You got to win 5 before you can win 8. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to win 8 before you can win. So
if they win 4, that'd be probably the biggest improvement among any other teams.
I think they're going to be a team where they get a 20-point lead on the Ravens in the first quarter, and then they don't blow it. You know, I think they can be that team. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to dig salt in the wound or anything like that, but
I know, I remember that game.
I remember that game vividly. I was sitting there, my girl and her family were freaking out, and I said, guys, and I'm this is going to make you mad, but it's being honest. I go, guys, this is the Browns. The best thing that happened is they did this in the first, 3 minutes of the game. You got 3.5 quarters left. Just calm down. And then that happened, you know? I really think I'm looking at their schedule right now, and
the Browns' schedule is not that bad.
It's a little tough in the beginning.
The first two are gonna be rough. I think we could surprise people in week one, though. I really think we could surprise and beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't think there's any way we win in New Orleans.
Steelers at the Saints. Jets, okay. Sam Darnold's terrible.
Sam Darnold's the go. Darnold might beat us. If Sam Darnold plays, we might lose that game.
At the Raiders.
We could win.
The Ravens, you guys always play Ravens stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers, I'm not necessarily worried about them. Buccaneers, I'm not necessarily worried about them. At the Steelers. The Chiefs, it really depends. I'm not a Patrick Mahomes guy. I watched him for 4 years in college. I've never been a Patrick Mahomes guy. But who knows? Falcons, who knows? Bengals, Texans. Texans is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. I was talking to someone about this yesterday. For years and years and years, the AFC South was the laughing stock of the NFL.
Now
and they're going to push to be maybe the toughest division in football.
Hey, you got a lot of good. You got two elite teams, and you got two very good teams.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think
maybe one very good. I think
the Colts are the bottom of the basement.
I would agree with that.
But I mean, I don't think they're the worst team, in the league by any means.
I'd say the Titans are third. I'm sorry to do that.
Here's the deal, and this is why, and I tell people, I said I really think that the Titans can make a next step and be even better than last year, or I feel like they're going to drop off because of the new system, right? I don't believe in Blake Bortles. I think Jacksonville's defense is going to make them a very competitive team this year, but I think they're going to fall back.
I do too. I think they're second best team.
And Deshaun Watson coming off of an ACL, we'll see. That's all I have to say about that. I think the Titans are a team that can really shock the world and win the division. I think they could finish third. I think they could finish fourth.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I think Deshaun Watson coming off his injury and J.J. Watt's going to start the season injured. And that defense is getting older. I think the Titans have definitely stepped up their defense. I think they got a guy that has been hated on for the past several years as defensive coordinator, who's actually been a pretty good defensive coordinator, even when he had crap on his team, in Dean Pease. I think Dean Pease is way underrated. I mean, that man took a team with Matt Elam, Lardarius, you know what I'm saying? If you look at some of the secondaries that he was working with, you know, and then an older Ray Lewis and a hurt Terrell Suggs. That man did a pretty decent job with his defense for the crap that he had.
What about Dick LeBeau?
I like Dick LeBeau. I do. But
he's gone now.
Here's my thing with Dick LeBeau, right? Is he was a good guy to have for the past few years when our secondary was terrible. We've made tremendous improvements in our secondary in the past 2 years. And I don't think his style of defense is what should be run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a big blitz-heavy guy. And the thing is, we were a blitz-heavy team with a terrible pass rush and a terrible secondary. Now we stepped our pass rush up and we stepped our secondary up. I'm excited about the Titans. I also... I'm a longtime Titans fan, so I will tell you that I'm nowhere thinking that we're going to be we're going to come out and die. It's very well possible we could take a step back. But from everything that I've heard about what Matt LaFleur is doing with Mariota and the, what's the quarterback's coach name? I just read it earlier. Anyways, I really think they have potential. I really think we stepped up everywhere where we needed to be. We needed better secondary members. We got that. We needed better pass rushers. We got that. And we needed a second running back that was different than our first running back. And we did that. I think a lot of pressure is going to be released off of Mariota. I also think that Matt LaFleur has never been a coordinator per se, but the three quarterbacks that he had dealt with in the years that he was with them all had career years under him.
Right.
And this man went from throwing 26 touchdowns and like 8 interceptions to throwing 13 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. So there needed to be some changes. I'm excited. With that being said, I read about our preseason game. I did not watch it. I was on vacation. I did not care enough to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Mariota was 2 for 3 with a touchdown. Apparently his one incompletion was just a drop on the wide receiver. They're setting his quarterback coach is a former Arena Football League quarterback. Their philosophy with him now
there's a lot of former Arena Football League guys coaching in the NFL.
Well, they're what I was reading an article earlier is their philosophy is they're trying to keep Marcus Mariota out of his own way. So they're setting up a system where he needs to drop back, make a decision, get it out. Because what happens is if you've watched him the past couple of years and where I think he's regressed is he's always looking for the big play. So he hold it a little longer and those little 5-6 yard routes that could have got him moving along weren't there at that time. And then he throws a pick downfield or anything like that. So I'm telling you, I really, as much as I hate to say it, cause he represents the beginning of the Patriots dominance in the NFL, I like the Mike Vrabel hiring. I like the Dean Pease hiring. The Matt LaFleur situation kind of threw me a little off. I'm not going to lie. But it makes sense to me. Yes, he's never been a coordinator. But he came into a system where he's always come into systems where he's worked with quarterbacks that have had off years and kind of gave them career years.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I do want to speak on, I did see a little bit of the Ravens preseason game. And it's funny how the media has been talking about how there's a quarterback contest.
Is there? Yeah.
There's no contest. There's no contest. I know. And I'll tell you something.
Look, the bottom line is Joe Flacco is the starter, and he should be the starter.
Yeah.
And I think people are just, they're just overreacting. Like, you want, throw Lamar Jackson in there. Just throw Lamar. I'm telling you, he might be the next.
He's still a run first guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it. And he has, if that's the thing, is he needs to, that's why he can't start. Because if he starts, he'll be RG3.
Right.
You know, where RG3 had a decent arm in college, but a lot of the reason why they have decent arms, I think, in college,
worse than RG3, to be honest with you.
I would agree. I'm not saying necessarily success, but I'm saying like RG3 came out in the game and was like, oh, I'm gonna just run, and then you get injured. You know, it's like, I mean, even Cam Newton had to chill on that. He needs to sit and learn how to throw the ball because it's not gonna work out. It's just not going to work out. That touchdown was cool and everything, but one, it was against second and third strings. Two is you're going to get crushed. And the other thing is, can we talk about how, for me, right? If I was a Ravens fan, I would be unbelievably excited about what happened with how Flacco looked.
Right.
For a couple things, right?
I think he's going to be good this year.
He used his legs to get an intermediate amount of yards and slid properly, right? Because we know he has a problem sliding.
Mm-hmm.
and problem using his legs. Then he used his legs to extend a play and get that ball down to Crabtree on the sideline. That is stuff we've never seen from Joe Flacco before. And I'll tell you something. A couple years ago, Vinny Serrato, do you know who he is?
No.
He's now a radio personality on one of the Baltimore radio stations, but he used to be the general manager of the Redskins, and he also used to, he was one of the guys in the front office during the 49ers when they were dominant.
Okay.
Right? He wasn't like general manager back then, but that's where he kind of got
his bulky was.
Sorry. So what happened is that I forgot what I was saying. So he came out and said a couple years ago, he said he thinks one of the biggest issues with Joe Flacco is he's never been challenged. There's never been a challenging...
I don't think he's being challenged right now. I just think it's the media challenging.
I don't think he's being challenged, but I think he sees as this is the guy that they want to go with in the future, so let me put off his future as much as I can.
Right.
And that's what's making him go, okay, maybe I need to play some...
And he was chilling with that contract. That contract's coming up now. Yeah.
So we will see what happens. This is exactly what I did not want to happen, and I just hate it. Like, so let's sit here and now discuss. Is there anything else that you've taken from preseason?
Well, I think we should talk about the Darius Geis thing.
Okay.
I think that's a brutal loss for Washington. If you look at their schedule too, it's just they're going to be bad. I mean, I think the Giants will improve, but I don't think they'll improve that much.
Yeah,
I think they'll be like third with like a 6-10 record. I think Philly and Dallas will just continue to be those two top teams.
See, I have a feeling Dallas is going to take a step back.
Really?
I really do because it's because
of that receiving core.
The receiving core is definitely a thing. I mean, we live in the day and age where running the football is not going to sustain for
team success.
Team success over a whole season. Running backs get injured. You know, you're not in a situation where like an Alex Collins comes up due to injury and just takes over the game. It just doesn't happen all that often. You know, who knows if Ezekiel's going to beat somebody again? You know, I mean, and I know that's messed up, but like, you just don't know. And Dak really went through a slump last year. And I've never been a Dak guy. I never was a Dak guy. I think Dak is going to fall way off and be terrible. And I think they're going to be stuck in a situation where they're like, man, we should have probably went back with Romo. You know, like, it just
nah,
is what it is.
I think Dak, the reason I do think Dallas will still be good, if not better, is I am a Dak Prescott fan. I think he will be just fine. I think you know, I'm a Zeke Elliott guy. Yeah. That's my boy from Ohio State.
Oh, I think Zeke's good. I think Zeke's good, but I think he will run into issues where he might get into some more off the field stuff. I think he's way too full of himself. He's a wide receiver in a running back's body. And that's his issue.
We'll
he's Clinton
see.
Portis.
That's mean. That's Clinton mean to Zeke.
Well, Clinton Portis didn't do anything wrong with anything. He just
Zeke's better than that.
A better football player, yeah. Well, I mean, you remember Clinton Portis when he came on the scene. He was a really good running back.
I know. Oh, yeah. But Zeke's better
that
than
that. Man's got CTE.
Who, Clinton Portis?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean.
But well, I really don't see. I don't think their defense is all that great.
I think their defense has improved a little bit.
I think it's improved. I don't think it's great.
Their D line is pretty solid.
I think their offensive line is good. I think their running back is good. I think their quarterback is. It's a big telling year. It's a Mariota year.
We will see a lot on. That's the thing that's going to be great about the NFL this year. You don't really know what to expect with so many teams.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Like, Jacksonville could take a step back. Houston, will they be with these injuries? Will they show they're special? Yeah. Will Tennessee take a step back? Will the Browns show up for once? Will Baltimore make a playoff push?
You know, Will
Pittsburgh, if Le'Veon Bell doesn't show up, take a step back?
Oh, and now Roethlisberger's in concussion protocol. All
right.
And
there's so much. Will the Eagles fall in the Super Bowl curse of failing to make the playoffs or not? There's a lot of interesting things.
I think right now, if I'll just look at, let's look at the
will the Rams take a step back?
Let's look at the division, right? I'll tell you right now, we'll go more comprehensive, but if I'm looking at it right now, I think the Patriots are still going to end up being number one.
I would agree with that.
Does it really matter with the next three teams? I don't think any of them make the wild card.
I would agree with that.
But I would say, you know, I'd probably put Dolphins last in that division.
I would put Buffalo last.
You would put Buffalo last. You don't believe in A.J. McCarron.
I do not.
But his wife's second. In a Hardee's commercial.
I would definitely put the Jets second, though.
Oh.
Next year, though, once Sam Darnold gets a full year under his belt,
yeah,
you know what's gonna what's gonna happen.
AFC North. I mean, I think Steelers. You can predict in first place, but who knows what happens with them.
Right.
Then you have Ravens, Bengals, and Browns, but what ranks?
What order,
you know?
I think they're all very even.
I agree.
I think all of them probably miss the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're getting two out of the AFC South.
I think you'll get one out of the South, and I think you'll get one out the West.
Okay, so South, you know, I think Houston's probably the front runner.
Yeah.
I would say...
I still think Jacksonville's getting in.
Look, I think Jacksonville has a better defense than Tennessee. I think Tennessee, even though they have a very inconsistent quarterback, has a better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what Blake Bortles shows up. Is it Blake Bortles comparing himself to LeBron, or is it, you know, they're a very Trent Dilfer Ravens team. It's really what they are, which they won a Super Bowl, so you can't really... hate on them. Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers. What happens in that one?
I got the Chiefs winning it, and I got the Chargers.
So you believe
card.
In Patty?
I do believe in Patty. I do.
Let me tell you something.
And a lot of it's not really based off his skill.
Yeah.
It's about the weapons around him.
Okay. I believe that they have tons of weapons around him.
So many. They have a great run. They have an elite running back. They have two great wide receivers. Yeah. They have an elite tight end.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something.
If Patty Mahomes screws up this year, then
I'll say this.
Patty Mahomes is no excuse.
I agree.
Out a year with these weapons, with Andy Reid as his coach.
I think they're
going to
end up being your Mets this year.
My Mets.
I think they're going to be your Mets pick.
Oh, man.
I really think so. I think they're going to be your Mets pick. All right.
I love my Mets.
NFC East. I'm telling you right now, I think the Eagles win it by default.
Okay. I disagree with you. I think the Cowboys win it.
I honestly could see – I don't think the Cowboys will end up being in last. I think it's definitely going to be the Giants. I think Saquon's going to have a good year, but I think they're going to be in last.
I think the Redskins – I could see the Giants and Redskins are probably on like the same level.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys and Eagles are. I got one team coming out of that division. I don't think Philly makes the playoffs this year.
Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears.
I got one team out that division too.
And it's the Vikings.
It's not the Vikings. It's the Packers. You know me on Kirk Cousins.
I think they will regress. I'm not a huge
And look at that Kirk schedule Minnesota plays.
A huge Kirk Cousins fan.
If you run through that Minnesota schedule, it is brutal. It is so – it's easily the worst schedule in football. It is so hard.
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm not a huge fan on Kirk Cousins, but I think
I think
Aaron Rodgers is going to have a tough year. So they play the 49ers. So they go to Garoppolo's. Then they play Packers, the Bills, the Rams, the Eagles, the Cardinals, the Jets, the Saints, the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Bears. I don't know if that's all that tough.
It's pretty bad, dude. The Patriots, the Rams, the Falcons, the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I still think Minnesota wins that division. The Panthers, the Buccaneers, the Saints, and the Falcons. I think Saints win that division.
I disagree. I got the Falcons.
You got the Falcons. Do you think both of them will make the playoffs?
I agree with that, okay. Yes.
49ers, Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams. And Rams.
I would agree with that.
I think the Seahawks are done.
I love Russell Wilson.
I love Russell Wilson, too. I think they're done. I think they're done.
Last year was weird seeing him out of the playoffs. It was really, really, really weird.
I just think they're done.
Right.
I just think they're done.
I mean, and the last playoff spot in the NFC for me, it comes down to San Francisco and Carolina. I think it's one of those two teams. I think we'll get that last spot. San Francisco and Carolina.
Okay, so you believe in...
I believe in Garoppolo.
I think they still have another year. Okay. Carolina, it really depends. It really depends on Cam Newton. Everything depends on Cam Newton. Is he going to be down to business, not picking on women for knowing routes, or is he going to be a clown? I've been one of the biggest Cam Newton apologists ever. And I'm just worried that his ship has sailed. I think he's got a lot of James Harden in him now. He kind of reached that level of like fame and like fortune and status, and he's just like, I mean, I guess I really don't need a ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like... I've heard he's worked a lot in the offseason trying to get his pass completion percentage up, and he doesn't want to run as much anymore and all that nonsense. But, like, I don't know. I feel like.
And I'll tell you this. Watch out for the Chicago Bears this year.
You're a Trubisky fan?
Yeah, they're going to be way better than they were last year. People underrate the addition of Allen Robinson and Trey Burton.
Allen Robinson is a beast.
And Burton is going to be a very good tight end this year. Very, very good tight end. Matt Nagy, their new head coach, is an offensive genius.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could be like a mini, not quite to the Rams' success, but like a mini Rams.
Okay. All right.
I think they could be like an 8-8.
What is your thought on going younger? Seven. Yeah, like younger coaches, less experience. What's your thoughts on that?
It really depends on the coach. It really depends on the coach for me. Because
I just remember...
I'm not a big believer in stereotypes, really, when it comes to coaches. I'm just like, can you coach? And what's your style?
Yeah.
And what's your resume? And all that. I don't believe in all those like stereotypes for coaches. It's pretty much, can you coach or not?
Yeah. I just, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, when the Titans got Vrabel, it was like, oh, well, you know, and you're like, all right, calm down, man. Like, I think I like the pickup. So we have a few minutes left. What sports you want to talk about?
Well, we can run through the pennant race right now in baseball.
Let's run through the pennant race in baseball. Look
at the National League. It's a mess.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that, like, I mean, you got I think I heard the 51 games over 500 is the Red Sox.
Correct.
Just running away.
The AL is so top heavy.
Yeah.
You got six teams fighting for five spots. Four of them are locks, really.
Yeah, you have the Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, and probably the Yankees that are the locks. And then it's the Athletics and Mariners.
Right, for that last spot. And I'd say Oakland most likely will hold off Seattle. Dude. The NL is
the Nationals, man. The Nationals.
I love it.
They're
Did you watch that Sunday night game?
I watched part of it.
You see what happened at the end?
No.
Walk-off grand slam.
Really?
They were down. The Nats were up 3-0. 2-2 count, two outs.
Oh.
David Bodie, pinch hit, walk-off grand slam. Wow. Cubs win 4-3.
Man.
Yeah. And like the Nationals were like shot.
So Braves
and
then or
the
Phillies?
Next game,
yeah,
they lose again on a walk-off to St. Louis.
Sounds like the Orioles.
And they lost again yesterday. Dude, I don't know if it was walk-off action.
The first night, was it? It was either Wednesday. I think it was Thursday night when because they played a four-game series against the Red Sox, and it was just
Friday. They played a doubleheader on Saturday. Saturday they played a doubleheader.
Okay, so they played Friday, Saturday. Okay.
Friday, two games Saturday.
So Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
The Orioles were up 8-3.
Yeah.
And then it started to go away. So I'm like, all right, cool. We went to sleep on Friday night when it was 11-8.
Orioles?
No, it was 11-8 Red Sox. And I was like, all right, it's done. You know, it was fun while it lasted. Mm-hmm. It was Cedric Mullins' first game. He had a pretty good game. Right. Two RBIs, two hits. And woke up in the morning and saw that it ended up being 19-12. And I was like, man, we scored 12 runs. I was like so happy. And I was like, and we still ended up getting crushed. But like, I was so happy that like, we scored 12 runs, man. We put up runs that series.
Hey, they won yesterday.
Yeah, man. They're playing the Mets, you know?
So disappointed.
Hey.
Love you, Mickey Callaway.
The Mets still have like 30 more wins than the Orioles. 36-84, man. 49.5 games behind the
Red Sox.
The Red Sox. Goodness. That's unreal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We actually play you guys for a three-game series coming up. Yeah. You guys are coming to Cleveland.
Yeah. And maybe we can help Minnesota get back in the race. Because that's all we're doing now, you know?
Playing spoiler? You ain't going to spoil us.
We're not spoiling anybody. Like, we can spoil the Mets, but who's the Mets being spoiled for, you know?
Well, three-game sweep, most likely.
I mean, I'm looking at the Orioles now.
Go ahead.
I'm actually more excited about watching the Orioles now than I was earlier in the season because I want to watch the young guys. I hope we just pay Chris Davis to go somewhere and live on a beach.
He's getting the Bobby Bonilla treatment through 2037.
Yeah, because we
deferred money.
Oh my god, man. You have no. But you know what? At the time,
crab cakes for life.
At the time, I was like, well, even though, like. At the time, I wasn't huge on Chris Davis. I would have been fine if he left, but I understand why they signed him. And when they did the deferred money, I go, well, the Orioles don't like paying money. So the fact that they're willing to defer,
right.
That makes sense. It made sense to me. Again, never huge.
Still 4 more years after this year.
Yeah, and that's just of him. Seven. He's still owed, after this year, he's owed $110 million out of the $161. It's rough, bro. It's rough. But I think the Orioles' future looks bright. I really think. In September, I'm going to games. When they start bringing up Diaz and some of these other guys, I'm going.
All right.
You are more than welcome to join.
I will be there when they play Cleveland.
Yeah, but I think that's August. I think that's soon, right?
Well, they're in Cleveland for that.
Oh, well, then never mind. I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there next year. Indians always come only one series per year.
Yeah. All right.
I'm excited for the Indians, though. If you look at the Indians' schedule, the rest of the teams, they only play the Red Sox twice. Yeah. Every other time, they play teams below 500. It's so funny. It's brutal. We play Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, Toronto. The AL Central,
and we got, I mean,
it's really
I'm looking
great.
At ours. We end on Houston, Boston, and then so we play from September 21st all the way through September 30th. All we play is the Yankees, Boston, and Houston. That is rough. All right. So what we have left is you guys this weekend, Toronto. Then the Yankees, then Toronto, then Kansas City, then Seattle.
Kansas City, that's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah. Then Seattle, then Tampa, then Oakland, then the White Sox, then Toronto, then the Yankees, Boston, and Houston to end out the year.
Kansas City, Baltimore, that's the series of the year right there.
Yeah.
They're competing with you guys for worst record.
All right, man, anything else you want to say?
I think we covered it all. Tiger Woods had a good showing.
Yeah, second place.
I watched most of that, actually, the final round. I was away. Yeah.
All right, well, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Sebastian Merrick.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.